This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's a resource center. It's also Marketing Mojo. Good afternoon. I'm Frida Liu. Mobile marketing has penetrated our lives and completely changed the way we operate daily. With us today is Andres Boyazaki, a man who has been in advertising for the last 25 years across Asia, and like to say I finally got his last name right after all these years. Welcome, Andres. So first up, what's going on in the mobile marketing space? I understand that Omnicom has done some research around this.
First and foremost, thanks for having me again. I love BFM, as you know, and it's I was going through a withdrawal symptom and syndrome, so it's great to be back. Mobile is of particular interest to me because it has penetrated our lives like no other medium. It has changed and is changing our lives like no other medium, and I think the future will bring amazing things when it comes to mobile. So, of course, it has been a medium that is very personal, very intriguing, very complex, very simple in some ways because it's common sense. Mm. And, of course, it has become the pinnacle of many market research. So with Omnicom Media Group, we have been studying it for a while. Mm. And I guess today we can go through a couple of distilled points about what to do and how to do when it comes to mobile and mobile marketing.
Okay, so the four C's of mobile marketing. And, you know, it's very true how it's so much a part of our lives. Every time someone comes into an interview, I say, you know, you got to put your phone on airplane mode. And you can see that look of fear.
That's
you know,
right.
For 20 minutes, I will have no access to my phone. So what challenges has mobile brought about?
There was a research study that I've read and was done a long, long time ago, actually. And forgive me, I don't remember by who, but it was a very long time ago. And when mobile was emerging, and it said something that it's very true even today. The smaller the medium becomes and the more personal it becomes, the more adverse the person is to advertising through that medium. This is my space. Don't mess with it.
Yeah.
And it's as true today as it was back then when it was researched. So it poses challenges because from one hand, it has liberated us as a medium. We connect. We interact, we search, we post, and that's on the go 24/7. We all know the old example about what you run to get in case of fire. Is it your wallet or your mobile phone? And we know what the answer is. Now, at the same time, that brought a lot of complexity and a lot of fragmentation. It also brought a lot of multi-platform engagement at the same time. People watch TV and at the same time use their mobile phones to connect and interact and search information. So from one hand, it has liberated us as people, as society. It has enabled us to connect and to do a lot of wonderful things. And of course, from the other hand, it has added to the complexity while at the same time, it has become, in a marketing sense, the glue that can successfully bring a lot of the different media platforms together. Mm-hmm. So it's an intriguing medium to study and understand, also on the way that it has impacted society, on the way it is impacting language, on the way it is impacting interaction, human behavior. When you look, for example, at the Gen Ys and particularly the Gen Zs that are even the younger generation, on how they behave behind the screen and in face-to-face communication. So at the same time, it is a fact of life. It's here to stay. It's affecting us. It's changing us. It's liberating us. So it's everything.
Back to your earlier point about that report years ago. I'm sure it was sometime this century, though, about how we – and I think it comes – about how this adverse effect of how we want that personal space. And I think no matter what, we don't like being sold to in a way. And if you're able to cross that line without being felt like you're sold to. Okay, so Gen Zs, right, friends and Wi-Fi, the two most important things in their lives – most often they carry different persona while on mobile and in real life. So what does this do to society?
Interesting on how you're going to look at it. For example, they're more comfortable And I think that applies to all of us because yeah. all of us have a different have a Gen Y and a Gen Z somewhere in a part of our heart. So we and they behave a little bit differently on the persona they built, the way they communicate with pictures, emoticons, emojis, and all that, and a little bit more awkward when they are on a face-to-face, real-time, real communication. That's not surprising, I think. And the other implication to that is how it affects language, which I think has evolved tremendously on how it used to be. I know many of our listeners, especially the ones that are not in the Gen Z or Gen Y category, get quite annoyed when we see reports written and emails written in a mobile text fashion with abbreviations and everything else. But it's a fact of life.
And a smiley face. No, but you got a Gen Z at home, your son. So do you talk to him over WhatsApp with smileys and emoticons as well?
Oh, well, that's funny you say that because at the moment they're on vacation and far away on the other side of the planet. And I think we couldn't live without that because we share pictures, we share a lot of different things, instant communication, and I must say either free or very cheap and affordable. So it makes it an integral part of life that you cannot really live without. Have you ever experienced a moment where your mobile phone is down and it's not connecting and we get extremely upset and irritated?
Yes. So the four C's of mobile marketing, what are the four C's?
We try to distill them into channel, into context, into content, and into connect. And they really define the medium on how it is, what it does, and how it can be used as an effective communication tool. Perhaps we can go a little bit into the channel bit and just take them in sequence. Channel-wise, the most effective advertising mobile channels are communication-related. And when we looked into... mobile is a platform. It's a medium, right? We looked... email, for example, the usage of email via mobile, and it is extremely high on how it gets noticed. 47% notice for email communication via mobile, which is very high, and a 23% click-through rate. That's extremely significant, and that, in fact, debunks the belief that the email is an old-fashioned digital communication channel. It's not.
Yeah.
People do pay attention. And in fact, that transition of email from a social media to a more serious platform, banking, notifications, password verifications, e-statements, subscription to newsletters, for example, has turned this channel to something that people do pay attention to. It becomes very, very effective. Also, as suspected, when it comes to to Facebook news feeds, they have a very high notice rate, 45%, and an 80% click-through rate. Animated content or video ads on instant messaging apps or websites, 40% notice, 14% click-through rate. And this is because of the platform they're onto. And in fact, it surpasses the same usage from laptops, for example, for non-mobile platforms.
Just out of just an earlier conversation we had on Tech Talk, Pokemon. People spending more 33 minutes on the app compared to Facebook, which is 22 minutes. So that's a new phenomenon. But anyway.
That's right. Property wise, right? That's right.
All right, and then speaking of context.
Continuing with channel and into context, for example, I think when we look at channel and context, we need to think about it in terms of relevance and in terms of utility. What does it do? What does it offer? How does it add value? How does it liberate the user and the consumer on what it does? For example, a sale economy is now the norm in Malaysia. And more we can see that transactions are happening through the mobile, on e-commerce, on banking, on everything. Mm. And we see that the people are much more receptive to discounts, promotions, rewards, and vouchers that are via mobile because they're easier to share. Mm. And that creates discussion, that creates content. Running, for example, sales and discount-driven campaigns is effective, even though we need to avoid it in the long run because it doesn't do much for brand building. But it is important to see how, in terms of as a channel and in terms of context, if we think of reciprocity, how do we use it to create a relationship with the target audience? Because that medium is personal. Mm. And because they pay attention to it in many different ways, this is my my device, then if the message is relevant to them, then we will enable ourselves to build a much better and more meaningful reciprocal relationship.
Right. And it is part, then that becomes part of brand building.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we'll continue with the other two C's of mobile marketing after these messages. Andreas Voyazaki with us today on Marketing Mojo Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Cut. Okay, take two.
A new take on the world of business, BFM 89.9.
It's take two on Resource Center's Marketing Mojo. I'm Frida Liu. If you just join us, we have Andreas Voyazaki, our media man from Omnicom, with us. So you talk about the four C's of mobile marketing. So far, we've covered channel and context. And then there's content and connect. So tell us a little bit about content.
Let me back up just a tiny bit and say that in order to put all this into perspective, it's good to keep in mind four critical questions when we think about mobile as a platform and in terms of marketing and how we can use it. One would be, what are the mobile touch points? Mm. In reference, of course, to the target audience and the user. Second, when is mobile used to engage with brands? Third would be, how to engage consumers on mobile, what to do when we initiate that interaction there on that platform. Mm. And, of course, finally, which will lead to connect, how to integrate mobile with other mediums. To me, for example, on that particular point, is that mobile becomes the glue that brings everything together, or it can bring everything together. Right. So let's go to content. Content-wise, although about 71% depend heavily on the mobile phones to ease boredom, their appetite for content does not stop only in entertainment or information. It goes on a lot of other areas. They are also looking for something with functional and practical value, like self-improvement tips, like recipes, like motivational or inspirational quotes. So it is up to us to find what is relevant to them and how we can create a message and a way to connect with them that is at the right time, in the right way, and that adds value to their experience. Mm. And that's really where the key is, because if we have a digital campaign that we just want to replicate on mobile, most likely won't work.
Right.
So we have to make it mobile specific by taking into account and respecting what are the these elements that make mobile so different, so personal, and in fact so effective. And so then we go to connect.
Yeah.
Like I said, to me, mobile is the platform that can bring everything together. It's personal, it's 24/7, it's on the go. The first thing, literally, we do before we turn the lights on when we wake up, if it's still nighttime, is to look at our mobile phone, and that's it. We cannot live without it. It's our personal scheduler, it's the alarm, it's everything. So it's about connection. Now, 58% of the respondents, of the users, use the smartphones while watching TV, which is very interesting. And at least 40%, and they do so at least 40% of the times. Now, in fact, this is the highest among the younger ones, like the 14 to 24-year-olds, mm-hmm. 60%, and the 25 to 24-year-olds, 34-year-olds, 63%. 71% of them use the smartphone to interact with the TV content. Now, that's interesting.
Mm.
And that can trigger a lot of thinking on what we can do. People say TV is dead. No, it's alive and kicking. And it is about multitasking and how to really connect the two. And, of course, in terms of connection, mobile enables us to do that. When they watch TV, they use their mobile phone to talk, to share, or search for program-related information, or for TV ad-related information. In fact, 29% of them watching TV use the mobile phone to Google or to search for things that they see on TV ads. So that's amazing. And, of course, the challenge is how exactly to measure that on a larger scale.
Mm.
So there are a lot of opportunities for cross-media strategy and collaboration that the only medium that can enable us to do that is a mobile.
Right. So where does Malaysia stand in terms of mobile adoption as compared to the region?
Very high.
Mm.
We love our Facebooks and our WhatsApps and our connections and our social elements. We are by far one of the highest ranking ones. In fact, Malaysia is among the highest mobile phone penetration rate at 145% across other Southeast Asian countries like Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Philippines. Can you imagine that? 145% above the average.
Yeah.
And this trend also applies for smartphone adoption, with Malaysia being ahead of the of these countries with a 47% penetration rate. So it's pretty high.
Right.
So we love our phones. We love what we do with that. And, of course, it's a little bit different for depending on the particular target demographic, men, women, and all that. But overall, Malaysia stands, I don't know if I should say high and proud, but yes, we do.
Malaysia boleh, yeah?
Boleh indeed.
Okay, so in a fragmented media environment, what role does this play? How does, you know, how do you bring all these different elements together?
First of all, I think that we need to act by respecting and understanding the capability and the intrinsic differences of every platform. And also for mobile, and to also realize that mobile can be the conduit that brings the other media platforms together. We see an outdoor ad, we snap it, we do something with it, we share it.
Mm.
We the same thing happens as we previously talked briefly about TV with every medium. So we need to see it from that angle, and we need to design properly the content and put it in the right context that adds value, because utility is
right.
The key, and understand that fragmentation of media and how in this multitasking, fragmented world, mobile can have the ability to bring it all together.
Hmm.
Then it becomes successful.
Okay. So your prediction of the space, you know, how will the mobile space evolve?
My personal opinion, and I love it. I love technology and what it has done. In terms of technology being the enabler, the human spirit is the one that really drives everything.
Yeah.
I do remember very clearly about 20 years ago coming to Japan where the mobile phones were just starting. And I remember, you remember the old ones, the clunky big brick type Motorola phones, and where we are today. And if you look at Moore's Law and how technology advances with geometrical speed, I am, and looking at everything that technology has done, from connected contact lenses to AI predictions, and to how the algorithm and the personal assistants online have changed everything and how they're advancing, I personally believe that we will arrive in another 20 years at an era where we will not have mobile phones as we know them today.
Yeah.
We will probably have a tiny little microchip implanted next to our ear with a very minor operation that will last, with a battery life that will last for a year, and will be constantly connected. The key will not be about the platform. Mm. I think the key and the principle to understand is what it does. Mm. What kind of an enabler it becomes to connect us, to liberate us, to bring us knowledge, to minimize distance and time, and to make our world a better place to be. When we connect, we start creating. The human intellect becomes better because it becomes together. Mm. And I think that's where the beauty of that lies. So if we close our eyes to imagine a world Hollywood-like in 2030 or in 2040, I believe it will be something like that.
Mm. On that note, thanks for being with us. We've been talking about the four C's of mobile marketing. I've been speaking to Andres Boyazaki. You've been listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.